You may be asking, what is image masking?
You know how people make collages by very carefully cutting out pieces of magazines? This allows them to put a house on a woodland background and then a person wearing a suit in the foreground and then a face on top of that person that comes from a different magazine. They are splicing a scene together. It is a kind of art. Digitally clipping collages is a very useful technique for assembling your scenes. When you assemble a collage that covers all the features in your painting, you can simply focus on your brushwork, as you have now assembled everything in your painting. Creating a digital collage prior to painting gives you three huge things: a glimpse of your finished work, shape reference for everything in it, and of course, color reference. If you download a squirrel from the internet, or better yet, chase one around your neighborhood until you get a good photo, your photo becomes 100 times more useful if you get rid of the background and just keep the squirrel. As a bonus, if you have a scurry of squirrels, you can easily arrange them together because they are cut out for you and the backgrounds don't get in the way to obscure everything. There are two ways to cut something out of a digital photo: using the lasso tool or by means of masking. If you chop something off with the lasso tool, it is gone forever. But with masking, it is just using black to hide something and white to keep it on the screen. So if you make a mistake and cut something off with black, just put some white in there to get it back. It's a non-destructive process. Search for GIMP Layer Mask Tutorial or Krita Transparency Mask Tutorial or whatever program you are using, and find a video, as it only takes a minute to learn when you can see it with your eyes. You usually have to add a mask or a layer mask or a transparency mask or layer, and then switch to it and pay attention that you are painting on the mask and not the image. As a huge bonus, you are not limited to sharp black or sharp white. You can also use gray to feather the edges. This can be very useful for fluffy puffy tails, for example. In closing, when using a collage as a digital underpainting or reference image, you never get lost, ever. And by painting, you get to fix all the things that don't seem quite right in the collage. Combined with layer management, where pants, shirt, hair are always on unique layers, you get to make final touches that only impact specific objects in your painting. That is so powerful. Using digital photos from sites that have liberal licenses like Pexels or Unsplash, you can quickly get started and make even most complex arrangements less challenging, more fun, and ultimately more beautiful.